Hey, everybody. As the impeachment fight rages, I sit down with Congressman Paul Gosar from Arizona. He has an update of what's happening in Maricopa County, and he shares some information around some irregularities and problems with voting in Arizona that I have not heard before. I asked him pointed questions, and he provided factual evidence about error rates happening in Arizona, forensic audits, who's getting in the way of it, the Board of Supervisors, and what is needed to, in his own words, audit the vote. I think you'll learn a lot in this episode as I go about this issue in a way that is fact first, asking questions, and I think you will really enjoy some of the things that we discussed. Congressman Paul Gosar is here, brought to you by those of you that support us at charliekirk.com/support. Please help our independent team continue our research, continue our investigations, continue our editing at charliekirk.com/support. Congressman Paul Gosar is here. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
With the ever-increasing numbers of Fiat, Kia, and models Pacifica XT5, it is now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning about your car? I know more than you. Take a pause and take ownership of your auto future. One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that then you could use for other more important things like mortgages or food. Why would you then choose to spend 30%, 50%, 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or a new car dealership? Here's what you got to do. RockAuto.com. Because chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics than do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com is a family business. They serve auto part customers online for 20 years. So go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all of the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand specifically, and also prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low and the same professionals at do-it-yourselfers. So why spend up to twice as much on all the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Charlie Kirk in there. How did you hear about us? Box, so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of the Charlie Kirk Show. Here with a true patriot, someone who loves his country and fights every single day in Washington, D.C. Metaphorically fights, of course, because we can't say that anymore, right, Congressman?
Yeah, exactly right.
We can't say that, even though Joe Biden tweeted out in 2019, I fight like hell. We're not allowed to say that anymore. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Charlie.
So what on earth is going on in Arizona?
Well, where do you want to start?
Well, there's a lot of people talking about this Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, a guy named Paul Boyer, some votes. There's a lot of confusion going around what's happening in the state right now.
Well, we got to go back to the election in November. There were some problems, to say the least. And we have to go back to a hand count that showed a 3% error rate.
Really?
A 3% error rate in Maricopa County is over 90,000 ballots. The president lost by a little over 10,000. So then they went to a bigger audit, 2,500, and they stopped midway.
Wow.
We had heard there was a 17% error rate. We don't know that. But all of a sudden, they locked it down.
Yeah.
So trying to get a forensic audit where you compare the ballots to the machine, so you visually actually get to account for those. There's plenty of problems. There's a HBO movie called Kill Chain. And if you haven't seen it, it's worth the $11 on HBO.
Amazing. I never thought you'd be hawking an HBO.
No. But, I mean, it's actually the Democrats actually look at certain types of software and voting machines. And they actually go through some of its problems. And it shows you exactly what's happening in November. So all we want to make sure is that the results are forensically looked at to make sure that the ballots were counted appropriately.
Who could possibly be against that?
I have no idea, but it seems like the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors sure are, because they didn't want to do an audit. The state Senate jumped in with subpoenas. They fought them. Mm-hmm. They went to federal district court. The court judge basically said that the legislature has jurisdiction, so either make an agreement with them or you're not going to like what I have my ruling. And so now what we're at is trying to kind of figure out who's going to do this type of audit. And we need independent people that represent the people, be able to see that there's clarity. And then they rebuked on that. And now what's happening is you've got Republicans going with Democrats saying, we're not going to enforce contempt.
So what did Paul Boyer vote for? Who is this guy?
Well, yeah, he's a state legislator who did not want to vote for contempt of the supervisors. Now, I don't know what the deal is with the supervisors, but it seems like we could take down the air in this state and in this country by putting out the factual evidence of the ballots.
I would think so, right?
It's either one way or the other. There's no middle ground.
Yeah.
So from that standpoint, I would think that would be very helpful. I think that the Maricopa County supervisors have agreed on an independent group that's certified. But once again, I think that we need some people that have looked at the results, who have expertise in those areas, to be able to be also join that audit team.
So the question many people have is, well, what are they hiding? Why is this not transparent? Hmm. Why don't they want to get the evidence out here so that we could just end this discussion? If there was no shenanigans, then show us and the conversation will end. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Transparency is everything. And if the electorate has lost its faith in making sure that their ballot counts for the person that they vote for, we're never going to have a fair election again. Mm. We're a banana republic.
And so a lot of grassroots activists are losing faith in our system. Mm-hmm. They're saying our vote does not matter. And the way I'm answering is, look, there's a lot of evidence to show that, but we need more evidence to really be able to come to that conclusion. We're in this weird mushy middle area, aren't we, Congressman, where we have a lot of reason to believe this stuff was happening, but we got to now get over that next kind of evidence hump.
Yeah, absolutely. Good process builds good policy, builds good politics. Mm-hmm. And it's the same with voting. Good process builds good results, gives transparency.
Mm. So this is happening right now in Arizona. So what's the path forward right now then?
Well, I think it's to try to figure out what is an agreement between the state legislature and the Maricopa Board of Supervisors. I think people should let the supervisors know that the legislature has a final say. And like you said, what are you hiding? Why would you worry about that?
If your case is rock solid, then just go forward and give us everything and we'll move on and we'll admit it or whatever. There's not anything to admit. We'll acknowledge it. That's a better way to say
it. And but there's too many things lined up here that create that innuendo.
3% suspicion.
Error. Yeah, 3% error rate. Supposedly a 17% error rate. Then stopping and locking down. Then filing lawsuits. Hmm. You know, something doesn't jive here.
So the 3% error rate, was that in a hand recount?
Yep, it was on 100 random duplicate ballots.
100?
100.
So three of them?
No, two. This is what's interesting. There's two.
How is it
both
3%?
Both ballots were for Donald Trump. But one took the Donald Trump and gave it to Joe Biden, which is a 2% error. The other one was a Donald Trump vote, but they didn't count it.
Wow.
So a 3% error rate.
So this was a random sampling done by whom in what county?
This is the Maricopa County Recorder.
So they did a random 100 ballot sampling?
Yep.
Who told them to do this, or is this done internally?
Well, this was done on behalf of Kelly Ward and the Republican Party.
But through a lawsuit or just kind of like, hey, we're going to do this up?
There were lawsuits that were filed. And so they tried to do this to try to put things to rest.
So they thought this would help their case?
Yep.
But in reality, if you extrapolate 3%, then you're at a much bigger scale than anything I think people
realize. Absolutely. And that's why they went to the 2,500 ballot aspect to say, okay, we're
going to
expand.
Do we have the data from 2,500?
We don't, because they stopped midway and would not publish it. They locked them up.
So let me make sure I understand this. When was the 100 vote recount by hand? That was November, December?
No, it was, I want to say, late November.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
So that's when the 3% error rate came out.
Yeah.
Two of the ballots were wrongly counted to Biden when it should have been for Trump.
Well, one was.
One
took it from Trump and gave it to Biden.
Got it. Okay.
And then the other one just didn't count the Trump vote.
Okay.
That gives you a 2% on the first ballot, 1% on the other.
Well, that's still extraordinary if you scale it.
Well, and that kind of shows you the algorithm at background that had been alleged, you know, that there was movement of pieces of data from one to another.
Yes.
And then deleting all the,
which we have suspicion of.
Yep.
And I can't say that we have proof of that, but we have suspicion of that.
We have suspicion, but we have some pretty good evidence. You see Texas decertifying a certain type of machine three different times, saying it can't conclusively come to a fair ballot. You see North Carolina that does their RFP. When they get to the second stage, they say, who are your foreign investors? Who are the big investors in your company? And they pull that RFP. You have a Senate subcommittee on Homeland Security for election security in 2019 that basically says these machines are wrought with problems. And then I brought up the kill chain.
Hey, kill chain. I'm going to watch it.
I tell you,
it's worth the $12.
It's worth the $12.
So then they do the 100 votes to appease or to try to calm people down. Mm-hmm. That's the opposite effect.
Yep.
So the Maricopa County recorders, is that right?
That's my understanding, yes.
Then said we'll do 2,500.
Yep.
To just say maybe we scale it. And they haven't released those results.
No.
So you have suspicion to believe that there could be anywhere between a 1% to 2% error rate in the entire county of Maricopa County.
It could be bigger than that.
That's pretty extraordinary.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, when you look at the scale of the victory of Joe Biden over Donald Trump, which is a little over 10,000 ballots.
It's below 1%.
Yep, and 90,000 ballots sitting out there theoretically.
But even if it's 40,000, that switches the margin, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
And it also could potentially – it wouldn't have helped Martha McSally in her race, but it would have flipped some of these other very close – a lot of the closer races that are on the margins, but most importantly the Biden-Trump race in the
state. You know, people – forensics looked at this from a fraudulent standpoint. People that are involved in Wall Street and the Defense Department, and they basically said that there's anywhere from they're looking at a 400,000 to 700,000 ballots that were messed with.
In Arizona?
In Arizona.
Wow. That's a big number.
It's a really big number.
How do they come to that number?
Well, so when batches – so these guys were actually scraping – the information that was being amalgamated by Edison to the New York Times. So they were gathering that information as it was being given. Then they were also scraping from the Secretary of State of Arizona. So they were watching the dumps going in. And some different things happened. So if you're doing a general area, let's say Maricopa County, all your dumps should be pretty much the same. But it isn't. In Maricopa County, in Coconino County, in Pima County, and in Pinal, the front-end dumps were huge. They were abnormal.
You mean the day of election dumps?
The day of election dumps. Yeah. Now, I remember we were counting ballots early here in the state of Arizona.
Sure.
We actually had that time. But the numbers don't match up. So it was like there was a whole bunch of votes piled up in a collection bin that they could offset some other candidate.
And so now the state legislature, what do they say when they're approached by saying there might be a 2 to 3% error rate?
Well, they're aware of that.
That's stunning, isn't it?
Yeah, they want to be able to go see the ballots. They want to go see the machines. They want to see the chain of custody, who touched those, who had access to the machines. And once again, when this goes back to kill chain, when you see how easily these machines can be manipulated, it's pretty interesting.
Done by a liberal company, HBO.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's taken from the standpoint of the Russia interference in the 2016 election.
That's what they were most worried about at the
time.
That's
what they were.
And so the focus of our concern, in my opinion, should be on this the hand recount issue, the signature verification in other states. Georgia has a lot of problems with that.
Yeah.
But if you add all these up, all of a sudden, you're talking about serious impact on the margins.
Right, right.
Look, a lot of you guys are wondering, how do I support Mike Lindell? A lot of you are asking me, he is so courageous, he's fighting, I want to be able to get behind Mike Lindell. Well, I've talked about MyPillow, and I could tell you that MyPillow will not go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape. They're made in America. But most importantly, for a lot of you, Mike Lindell is standing up for what is right. Did you know that MyPillow is being canceled by basically every company imaginable? Dollar General, Shop HQ, Mattress Firm, Kohl's, Kroger, BJ's, Wayfair, Bed Bath & Beyond, The Shopping Channel, HEB, Affirm, Finger Hut, Kinney, Drugs, Colony Brands, Bluestream, Coburn's, Chewy.com, JCPenney. What do all of them have in common? They all canceled Mike Lindell's pillow. All of them. So if you want to be able to support Mike Lindell against the cancellation culture, the tsunami, the hurricane of cancellations that Mike Lindell has to endure, all because he has decided to ask questions about voter integrity, then you guys can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. So here's what you do. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Kirk. Go buy a bunch of stuff. A lot of you ask, Charlie, how do I support the fighters? How do I support the guys, metaphorical fighters? How do I support the guys that go up and stand for truth? Well, I just listed a bunch of corporations that have canceled MyPillow. And you can go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Kirk. Buy a bunch of stuff, but make sure you use the promo code Kirk so they know our show sent you. If you want to stand for truth with courage and conviction and support those that do, go to MyPillow.com, buy a bunch of stuff, Giza, Dream Seats, all that good stuff. Promo code Kirk. Do it now. And so can you talk about just in this state, Arizona, what is being proposed to actually fix this, if anything?
Well, there's some ideas right now. There's evidence of ballot harvesting in this state, which is illegal.
It's totally illegal.
But there were actually two women that were actually charged with it in the Yuma County area.
Yuma?
Yeah, Yuma County.
Which is traditionally a Democrat county?
No, I split it with Greg
Gahalva.
Yeah, I have the north side. He has the south side. So, but Yuma's pretty Republican.
But then who are they harvesting on behalf of?
That is still to be known.
It's investigated,
not Republican,
yeah.
I can tell you that.
Sure. And so what other laws are they looking into?
I think what they're trying to look at is looking at the types of machines, the standardization of those machines. It would be interesting to know that Jamie Raskin, who's now heading the impeachment.
Yeah, he was just right up on our TV here.
He actually heard this information from the Senate Subcommittee on Homeland Security for Election Security and actually proposed legislation for some federal standardization of these machines.
Wow.
Jamie Raskin.
So looking more comprehensively, I'm trying to always be very factual in what we're saying and saying that we have some suspicion, but there are places where we need more evidence. Where do you think the biggest point of focus should be for our national listeners on this? If they live in Michigan, if they live in Wisconsin, if they live in Pennsylvania or Georgia, where should their focus on this issue be?
Their focus should be on following the law. I think when you follow the law, you don't get into trouble, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where if you're like in Arizona, if you have a permanent early ballot, okay, that we know who it is, that it's only ordered if you continue to vote, and then you update your logs, make sure the addresses are right, that you haven't moved out of state. I think those are very, very key. And then the last but not least, I think is there's a reason why we have the Election Day. Is that you should go vote on Election Day. I think we need to get back to that.
Totally. Not this election month nonsense that
exactly
we've gotten
right.
into.
Absolutely.
And so this mail-in ballot scheme that they're trying to pass through the House now, H.R. 1, has that passed? It passed in the previous Congress.
Yes. It has passed here in Arizona this year. Now it goes on to the Senate.
So it just passed in this Congress.
Yeah.
And so that will change voting the way we know it forever.
Well, but once again, it has to be formulated by the Senate.
Which who knows what they're going to do.
Who knows what they're going to do and signed by the president.
So we need in Arizona some serious changes to how we do elections in this state.
Yep. And it goes back, Charlie, to 2018. There were some suspicions in regards to the former Maricopa County county recorder.
There was a woman that was running it,
there
right?
There was a guy.
Who was the woman that had all the lines that people hated?
Oh, that was Ellen Purcell.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. She was a Republican.
Yeah.
But Adrian Fontes, there were some questions.
And he's a Bernie Sanders guy.
Yeah, and at least that's what I've heard. But what the supervisors then did is they cracked down on some of the things that he proposed, like the temporary ballot areas that were located in Pima County, but for his jurisdiction, Maricopa.
And so if we don't get serious and significant reform in Arizona, then the elections will always going to be put into question, basically.
Absolutely. And, yeah. And it gets back to the great state of Maricopa here in Arizona. There's so many people here in Phoenix, you know, it overwhelms all the rest of us.
Mm.
You know, so but, you know, once again, I brought up not just Maricopa County, but Coconino County, Pima County, and a little bit in Pinal.
Wow. So looking to kind of how things are going in Congress right now, the impeachment is going through their own whatever circus they're doing right now. You guys are close to getting the majority back. It's very close. But you're also part of a House minority that feels like we're on defense right now. Feels like the Democrats are pushing impeachment. They're pushing a new Patriot Act. Mm-hmm. They're pushing all sorts of different things. What's it like right now? And what are the top priorities that you're looking to advocate for?
Well, the biggest problem is none of us are doing anything because they just actually populated our committees. The problem is that the speaker has been running everything through her shop to this point in time. In fact, our calendar is going to be having the lowest amount of days in session in modern history.
Well, you spend more time in Arizona then.
Yeah, well, that's great, but it doesn't – you know, they say that when the legislature's not in, the people breathe. But when the legislature's not in, that doesn't stop Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
Sure.
They're doing their – and Joe Biden with executive order.
Well, you have mobile voting now, don't you?
Yeah, proxy voting.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. And so the top – one of the top concerns that they are going to try to put forward, that my concern, is they're going to try to pass a new surveillance state bill.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to try to pass a piece of legislation similar to the Patriot Act to spy on, potentially infiltrate conservative groups. Is this something you're hearing chatter about?
Absolutely. We've seen this over and over again. I had a conversation with our former president in regards to the fact of the rule of law. It's not been here for the last 12 years.
That's
even
right.
during his administration, people like the FBI director, even Barr, drugged their feet. You know, where's the Durham report?
You know, Strzok, no, Page, yep. Comey.
Yep. I mean, over and over again. What's happening with the Hunter Biden issue? You know,
no updates.
One of his people associated with his defense is now a criminal head of judiciary up
That's
in
right.
DOJ. So there's a lot of problems in this aspect. So we got to get back to number one is getting back to the rule of law, following the rule of law. That is key. That's paramount number one.
I completely and totally agree. And so going into Arizona as we conclude here, a lot of people have this race circled in 2022, the Senate race and taking back the House. There's a lot of listeners we have in Arizona here. Follow the law, reform the system. What else can they do to stay engaged and stay involved to make a positive difference?
Well, I mean, if you believe in the Constitution that gives us our republic, that constitutional republic, if you believe in that, now you got to share it.
Mm-hmm.
This is everybody's responsibility is to go to your children.
Yes.
Start with your kids, your family unit first, then your friends and close family.
Mm-hmm.
Build on why this republic, you know, it's John F. Kennedy said it right. It's not what my country can do for me. Now it's what I can do for my country.
Wow.
That is a civic right there that all we really need.
It's well said. Well, Congressman, thank you for what you are doing,
Charlie,
for our country.
I appreciate you having me.
And we are going to keep our eyes on Maricopa County. I mean, what you said here, I wrote it down, a 3% hand count error rate. That just makes the mind go a little wild with what could have possibly happened.
And that's the forensics that we're seeing by some of these groups. You know, numbers don't lie. That's what they did in credit card fraud. That's what they do in banking fraud. That's what they do all across the board.
Sampling, and then they – yes.
That's exactly right. And then they go back to look at – maybe there was a discovery. At first, what ends up happening is Democrats said, well, Democrats all voted early. Republicans waited to the day of. That's not true in Arizona. That is not true.
Yes. That's a great point, that Arizona has a vote-by-mail culture,
yep,
regardless of party affiliation.
That's exactly right. And so you would expect all the dumps to be fairly close.
Consistent, right?
Yep. Within 1% or 2%.
Not these exaggerated totals.
That's exactly right. And that's what happened at the very beginning. Something is amiss there.
Wow. That's
okay. And they don't open up the records. That tells you a lot about there. Why wouldn't you want to be
At least it opens up the questions. Like, what are you hiding?
That's exactly right.
There could be nothing or there could be something. Again, I'm trying to be as fair as I can here. I want to just stay very disciplined. The reason, Congressman, is some people have I get these emails of things that are a little bit over their skis. I say, if we're going to get to the bottom of this, and you're doing a great job of this, just stay factual. Follow the law. Stay disciplined. Just ask questions.
That's exactly right. Actually, and sometimes a question breeds more questions.
That's than a statement.
That's exactly. But what it does is it helps the certainty, because what you're doing is you're empowering people to be the solution.
And that's the point, is that, you know, before I come to a conclusion of what you said, I have another 100 questions that I want to ask.
Right.
And that's what an investigation is supposed to be.
Right.
Is the Arizona Attorney General interested in any of this?
Well, we approached him day up because there was the Sharpie Gate issue.
Yeah.
You know, and
he did send out a statement, if I remember.
He did send a statement out, but we also have FOIA requests out in regards to not only his office, but the Secretary of State, you know, to make sure that when the alarm was raised, what did you do to make sure that it was his?
So is the Arizona Republic or any of these newspapers interested in any of this, or they're just
they basically call it conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, anything I'm associated with.
But we're just
with,
asking questions.
We are. But if I'm associated with it, it's a conspiracy theory. The problem for them is I'm pretty much right every time I've gone down this road.
Well, there you go. Well, Congressman, I know you have to go. Continue to keep up the good work, and thank you for coming in today.
Thanks, Charlie.
I want you to come back with an update as soon as we get some answers.
We'll do.
All right, thank you.
You betcha.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, where we are training the next generation to be able to contest and advance the values of freedom on high school and college campuses across the country, go to tpusa.com, tpusa.com. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. God bless.